Worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I invite you to look with us in the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The book of Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. Father, thank you for the privilege, the honor, the blessing of being able to seek you in prayer each and every day, and the opportunity to seek you in your word each and every day. Thank you for the chance that we have of being able to draw closer to you absolutely every day as we make it a high priority to spend time seeking you in prayer and in your word. Father, help us to grow daily in our love for spending time with you in prayer and spending time with you in the word as well. And help us to know, Lord, that as we draw closer and closer to you, great grace, great mercy, great blessing is poured out upon us in much greater measure the closer we get to you. Thank you for the chance to draw ever closer to you with each, more and more with each and every day. We thank you and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. As we start off, we want to remind you once again, I want to encourage you to pray about the possibility of getting involved with a great ministry called 8 Days of Hope. There's an upcoming 8 Days of Hope outreach that will take place in Black River, South Carolina. The dates are October 8th through the 15th. Last year, massive flooding happened in South Carolina, and it caused widespread damage to over 16,000 homes, and many families had little or no flood insurance and are still waiting to rebuild their homes. 8 Days of Hope, that powerful and great ministry, is inviting you to come to Black River, South Carolina, to serve those who feel like they have been forgotten. For 8 days, beginning October 8th, thousands of volunteers from around the country will arrive to help hundreds of homeowners rebuild their homes for free. The goal is simple: to use the gifts which God has blessed us to aid those who need hope. Consider joining others in this major rebuilding effort. You can bring the whole family if you like. This is a family-friendly missions opportunity. Lodging and food are provided. Carpenters, roofers, and anyone with construction experience is needed. However, there's a job for everyone, so even if you don't feel skilled, God can still use you. To find out more, you can register online and visit 8daysofhope.com. Again, that's 8daysofhope.com. We also want to remind you, too, of the Project Continues Praying in the Garden, in which we're inviting Urban Family Communications, is inviting people to be a part of this outreach to come to the Garden of Hope in Tupelo, Mississippi at 100 Parkgate Drive and be a part of this prayer outreach. We're seeking to fill up the rest of the month with churches that will basically schedule to be in the Garden of Hope at 6 o'clock on any evening that works for your schedule in your church group or prayer group, and come and be there at 6 o'clock to pray in the garden, praying, lifting up our nation in prayer, praying for our local community, praying for our leaders, our national leaders, praying for our local leaders, praying for God's grace to be poured out upon our cities and our towns and our states as well, praying for the upcoming election, and any other matters that are heavy on your mind and your heart that need to be lifted up in prayer. If you'd be interested in being a part of this outreach, please give us a call at 662-844-5036, extension 381, and ask for me. We'd be glad to schedule you and the prayer group, you and your church. Again, 662-844-5036, extension 381, to schedule a time for you and your church family to come to the Garden of Hope again at 100 Parkgate Drive here in Tupelo, Mississippi, to come and pray in the beautiful prayer garden known as the Garden of Hope. If you'd like to be a part, we look forward to hearing from you. And once again, we want to remind you about the one more powerful and great opportunity to get involved in as an individual believer or your church family. Operation Tank Full of Love will happen on September 17, 2016. Help Urban Family Communications, AFR Radio, and Eric Corner Ministries reach out to those who defend our freedom. It's our chance to say thanks to those who've sacrificed so much in the branches of the, specifically in the Army. And of course, it's something we want to be a blessing to those who are in the service. On September 17th, Operation Tank Full of Love will bless soldiers serving at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, with free gas for their vehicles. Help us say thanks to the soldiers and families serving at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Our goal this year is to serve 2,500 soldiers. Operation Tank Full of Love is a gift from the body of Christ, and it's a great way to let them know that we're proud of them. Donations for the fuel are needed to reach the goal. 100% goes towards blessing our troops. To contribute or for more information, simply go online to tankfulloflove.com. Again, tankfulloflove.com, or you can call this number, 1-877-968-3742. Again, 1-877-968-3742 to get involved with Operation Tank Full of Love. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. You know, over the last couple weeks or so, we've been looking specifically at the topic of discipleship, and specifically what we've been looking at are the building blocks of discipleship. And today, our topic relates to that pretty significantly. The topic for today is turning people on to the powerful Word of God. Again, turning people on to the powerful Word of God. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, the fact is we live in a culture where most everyone has Bibles. Most people have not just one or two, but several Bibles in their home. And again, typically, often young children have their own personal Bible, which is a good thing, a great thing. But if the truth be told, there are many people who literally have dust on their Bibles for lack of use. There are too many believers that really don't remember the last time they sat down and really spent time reading God's Word. Well, the fact is, as believers, we're to be daily spending time reading and meditating on God's Word. But keep in mind, an important question to ask is, why do so many people not read? And number two, what can help them to really get into that habit, that mode of reading God's Word every single day? Well, keep in mind, each and every one of us as a believer is a vessel of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is ministry. The Holy Spirit is what ministry is all about. The Holy Spirit is the engine behind all ministry and the engine behind the kingdom of God. We are vessels that the Holy Spirit uses to light the fire of believers who need to be turned on to God's Word. And so I want to encourage you, every single believer listening, to make it your goal to be someone who not only is reading and meditating on God's Word every day, but you in turn are every single day trying to encourage others to do the very same thing. Start reading God's Word every day. I often encourage the goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every day. That's a good basic spiritual meal. And if you've never heard that challenge before and you think that sounds like a lot, it's really not. You can read your average 3 chapters in about 15 minutes or so. Doesn't take that long. And for those that would say, well, I just don't have time to read my Bible, well, the fact is you're lying to yourself. We have time for what we really want to do. There is a great need for us to turn off lots and lots of these extra electronic gadgets that we have. Sometimes there's a need to turn off the TV, turn off the MP3 player, turn off the cell phone, and open God's Word and spend time one-on-one with the Lord. And Not only should you do that for your own good, but you should regularly encourage and challenge others to do the same thing. Now, why is that important? Well, because for many people, no one has ever challenged them to start reading the Word of God every day. And for many believers, that's one of their biggest problems. Their lack of spiritual strength comes from not abiding in the Word of God. It's important to be one who's reading His Word each and every day and walking in its wisdom each and every day as well. Every believer should be a faithful student of God's Word. And three chapters is just a good basic goal to shoot for. But remember, if you're one who thinks three chapters is not enough, wonderful, great. You can't overdo it when it comes to reading God's Word. It only increases the blessing. But it's not hard to find believers that feel like they're so busy they just don't have time. But I want to encourage you to make it your goal to understand this. You will be a tremendous blessing wherever you go if you make it a goal as a believer to start challenging and encouraging others to start reading three chapters a day. Now, remember, it's good and fine to just say, I want to encourage you to start reading the Bible every day or reading the Word of God every day. But, you know, the fact is that's kind of a general suggestion. And sometimes a person may not be able to too easily wrap their mind around that. But on the other hand, if you challenge them to start reading three chapters a day, anyone can wrap their mind around that and say, yes, I can do that. I know I can read three chapters a day. And it doesn't take long. And it's really not a hard goal to shoot for if we just decide that this is something we want to do. So again, to every single listener, I want to encourage you starting this day, I want to encourage you to pray that God will help you to be faithful to regularly challenge others to get into God's Word. Lord, thank you for the opportunity each and every one of us, every single listener and all of us have, of being able to challenge and encourage others to start reading your Word daily. Father, anoint us afresh with a spirit of wisdom, grace, and determination to be a vessel you're going to use wonderfully to turn people on to God's Word all over the place. Help us to know, Lord, that as parents, as we're faithful to teach and train and guide our children to do it, that we'll, in a sense, set our children on fire with the wonderful spirit that would encourage them to get into your Word daily. But Lord, use us to not stop there. Use us to set on fire brothers and sisters in Christ, maybe fellow church members and brothers and sisters in our own family. Sometimes you may use us as parents, as children, encouraging our parents to get into your Word daily. But Lord, use us wherever we go to challenge and encourage others to become faithful students of your Word. Help us to know, Lord, that as we do that, not only will we be involved in the wonderful work of helping to make disciples, but for many believers that hear that challenge from us, they will be blessed and their life will never, ever be the same because you've used us to turn them on to the wonderful and powerful Word of God. And Lord, help us to know, Lord, that that's such a serious thing to do because so many people just really don't open your Word daily. They don't seek to spend time with you one-on-one, reading and meditating on your Word, and they don't know what they're missing out on. Help us, Lord, open our eyes to see the wonderful way that we will be a great, 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 great blessing to so many if we will make it a daily habit to challenge and encourage others wherever we go to start opening the Word of God and spending time reading it every day, challenging them to start the habit of reading three chapters a day. And thank you for the many wonderful blessings that will result from that challenge going out daily. We thank you for the chance to be a vessel you can use in this wonderful way to turn people onto your precious Word. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We're looking today at the topic of turning people on to the powerful Word of God. We'll be right back.
The law is paralyzed. Justice never goes forth, for the wicked surround the righteous, so justice is perverted. Habakkuk 1:4. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. The United States Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled it is unlawful discrimination for schools to enact policies that restrict students to use restrooms reflecting their biological gender. According to the courts, schools cannot require boys to use boys' restrooms and girls to use girls' restrooms. The sexual deviancy agenda and its allies in U.S. courts clearly seek to wrap our children in their wicked social experiment. First, it was heterosexual free love, then homosexual love and marriage. Now it's transgenderism. What is the next stop on the sexual revolution train?
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
One of the first steps to becoming a Christian is recognizing our sinful nature. What makes this so difficult is that we have selective vision when it comes to our own issues. It's easy for me to see your faults, but when it comes to seeing my own, then my eyesight automatically gets bad. One surefire way to measure new birth in Christ is by opened eyes and a clear vision. Sometimes we can pass between having sight and having no sight because we have fallen asleep to the needs around us, or our perspective on those things that are eternal is distorted. Whatever the case, there is nothing more dangerous than having blurred vision and still thinking that it's clear. Don't measure your vision by your own standards. It will be warped and distorted every time, but rather measure it by God's standards. God desires that our eyesight remains clear. So how is your eyesight today? With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
More than a million believers have signed the pledge to boycott Target, and we urge you to join them. The American Family Association opposes the policy of Target allowing transgenders into the bathroom of their choice. Here's AFA President Tim Wildman.
There's a reason why we've had male and female separation in restrooms and fitting rooms for all of mankind's history.
A policy which allows men into women's restrooms and fitting rooms is not right, nor is it safe.
I think the human resources departments of these major corporations are the tail wagging the dog. Because I just can't see corporate executives at Target or anywhere else sitting around a table going, you know, guys, I think we need to open up our women's restrooms for men.
Visit AFA.net to learn more and sign the pledge to boycott Target. Don't spend your money at Target until they stop putting our family members at risk with this dangerous, politically correct policy. That's AFA.net.
Worship you alone, blessed Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart. I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. Worship you,
worship you alone,
blessed Savior.
You're listening to music from the Arkansas Mass Choir, the song You Alone. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Today we're looking at the topic of turning people on to the powerful Word of God. I want you to keep in mind that there's great power in God's Word. In fact, God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless us, but so many don't really know that. So many people would often think of the Bible as being one more book amongst many. There's no other book in all of the universe like the precious Word of God, the book we call the Bible. It's the written Word of God. It has anointing on it. It has blessing in it. It has light in it. It's a book of light. And so if you make it your goal to read God's Word absolutely every day, it's one of the great ways whereby you can reward yourself. In fact, in the book of Genesis chapter 15, it's a short, but it's a very interesting verse that it says. This is, again, Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. It tells us these words, and it's, of course, in the story of the life of Abraham. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 says, "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward.'" I'm going to read that verse again. That's Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward.'" Now keep in mind, Jesus and the Word of God are one and the same. When you're reading God's Word, again, it's blessing you in many, many ways that you may not understand. Amongst other things, God's Word brings protection in life, and it's a reward. It blesses your life in so, so many important ways, and it's good to know and understand that. God's Word brings grace and protection to your life, and also, it's a way to reward yourself. Do you want to reward yourself today? Turn off all the electronic gadgets, open God's Word, and spend time reading and meditating on God's Word. Yes, you will reward yourself by reading, spending time with God in His Word, simply listening. Remember, when God is talking to you through His Word, He's not just giving you information. He's pouring grace, peace, power, strength, encouragement, light, joy, and so many other things into your mind, your heart, and your life. You need that. But not only do you need that, but many other people need it as well. That's why it's wise for us as disciples to not only do this in our lives, to have the habit of reading His Word every day, but make it your habit to teach and encourage others to do the same. Now, obviously, again, as I often touch on this, parents, we need to make it a high priority to, once again, as it relates to our children, turn off lots of the electronic gadgets, have them turn off the TV, turn off the games, the electronic games, turn off all the distractions, and have Bobby or Janie or Susie or Debbie, whoever, come to sit down and read for Dad and Mom. Why is that important? Because your children are precious to you, they're important to you, and you want to, obviously, every parent wants to bless their children. One of the greatest ways we can help to bless our children is to seek to regularly help to instill the Word of God in them. Understand this. Sadly, we live in a world full of darkness. Darkness that comes from so many different means, so many different sources. Darkness comes through the television. Much darkness comes through videos and movies that often adults and children see. Lots of darkness is poured into the lives of persons that children and adults who play video games. But God's Word is pure light. God's Word is a book of grace, and when you read and meditate on the Word of God, you're pouring grace and light into your mind and your heart. Parents, our children need the Word of God really more than the very air they breathe, but they don't know that, and lots of people don't know that. So as we make it a habit of regularly having our children to read the Word of God out loud to us, we will bless them tremendously. So if you haven't started that habit today, parents, today is a good day to start that habit. If your children know how to read, let them come read out loud to you. Again, it will always bless them because remember, they're pouring grace, peace, light, and joy into their mind and their heart. They need it. All children need it. All adults need it as well. So make it your goal to teach and train your children to read His Word. Help turn your children onto the powerful Word of God as well. Grandparents, have your grandchildren read to you as well. Whether they live with you or live nearby or live across the country, that's a great way to put a cell phone to work. Let them read out loud to you on the phone. Now, grandparents, for some of your grandchildren, there will be no one else in their life that asks them to read God's Word. So you may be one of the greatest blessings your grandchildren sometimes will have. Have them to read out loud to you. Again, it will bless them, and obviously it'll bless you too, because grandparents like to hear the sound of their grandchildren's voices as well. So have them to read to you. But you can be God's vessel to help turn your grandchildren onto the powerful Word of God as well. Also, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we should regularly challenge our brothers and sisters who may be a part of the same church family we're a part of. Challenge and encourage them. Ask them sometimes, how's your Bible reading coming? Do you read your Bible every day? Are you reading the Word daily? However you feel led of the Lord to phrase the question, ask that question. Now, will that put some people on the spot? Sure it will, because there are lots of people that know they're not reading every day. Lots of them aren't reading every other day. Many of them don't remember the last time they read the Bible. What a tragedy, but it's that real life for so many people. But if you ask them and encourage them, they may very well go home and decide, I'm going to start today. Remember, the Holy Spirit can reach through you and through the words you speak and encourage someone to decide, you know, I really do need to start reading my Bible. And understand this, God is ready to help lots and lots of folks, but sadly, many people, they're never challenged either at their own church or even maybe even at their own Bible study to start reading for themselves. Now, understand this. Remember this. In the process of making disciples, it's critical that we teach and encourage others to start spiritual habits in their lives, because that's a part of the process of helping people to become disciples. Remember the Great Commission. Go into all the world and make disciples. Disciples are people who know Jesus Christ and are learning from him and walking with him, following him every single day. Well, we need to give them the tools that will help them to follow the Lord. And one of those very important tools is the habit of reading God's word every single day. God has so much wisdom, guidance, grace, and direction to give us through his word. So as we do that, God's word will be teaching us. It educates us by the grace and the power of the Spirit of God. It helps us know what's true and what's not true, what's correct and what's not correct, what's right and what's wrong, what honors God and what dishonors God as well. And so reading and meditating on God's word every single day is important for every believer in every culture, in all times, and under all circumstances. So make it your goal to start. I would encourage you to start, if you haven't already, today, to challenge others to get into his word. And again, parents, whether your children are small, or maybe they're teenagers, maybe they're older teenagers, they may be adults. But sometimes when you call them on the phone, just say, hey, would you read such a chapter for me? Now, parents, I want you to think about this. Some parents might think, oh, that sounds childish to me, or my child will think it's childish. Parents, ignore that. Ask them. Now, some may be resistant, but there are others who might think, well, I mean, why do you want me to read? Oh, please, just indulge me. Help me out. Read a chapter for me. And even if they think it's silly, it's not silly. It's serious business. It's spiritual warfare. And just reading that scripture is going to bless them, and it's going to bless you too. I want to encourage, I want to challenge every parent listening, even with your adult children. Sometime they might be on the other side of the country. Hey, would you read a chapter out loud for me before we hang up? And again, for some of them, that may very well be the spark that helps them think, you know, I really do need to start reading my Bible. And some of them may come to appreciate you so much more because you challenged and encouraged them to start reading. You may be the tool the Holy Spirit uses to set them on fire to begin to get into God's word every single day. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, it tells us these words. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Verses 1 through 17, all of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Father, thank you once again for every believer, every person listening today. Thank you for the opportunity you give us day by day to open your word and spend time with you one-on-one. Father, open our eyes to the need for us to live a life where daily we ourselves are reading and meditating and pouring your word into our minds and our hearts. But help us to know, Lord, that also very critically important as well is the need for us to regularly challenge and encourage others to start reading and meditating and listening to your word each and every day as well. Help us to be reminded of the fact that you've called every one of us to be disciple makers. You've called us to go into the world and encourage others in their walk with you, to become followers of you. And Lord, help us to be mindful of the fact that as we encourage others to get into your word, that's exactly what we're doing. We encourage them, encouraging them on their discipleship journey. We're encouraging them to become believers who know how to feed themselves and know how to begin to walk with you more and more faithfully as they fill their heart and their mind with your word. And help us to be mindful, Lord, that also that we're encouraging them to not only hear your word, but to put into practice in view of the fact that filling our hearts and our minds with your word encourages us, it strengthens us, it builds us up, and it stirs us to not only hear it, but to obey it as well. Thank you again for the opportunity to be a vessel that you're using in this way. And Lord, more and more stir every single listener to be faithful to read your word daily themselves, but also to be faithful to guide and train their children and their grandchildren to do the same, to regularly encourage other brothers and sisters in Christ, maybe at church, but also neighbors and friends and co-workers. Lord, wherever we go, help us to be vessels through which you can reach and stir others to really decide that they too have a desire to begin to get in your word every day and draw on the strength and the encouragement and the blessing that comes from it. Thank you for your word, your precious and wonderful word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We're looking today at the topic of turning people on to the powerful Word of God. And as we're looking at this topic, I really want to encourage you to take it seriously and recognize if you're asking, well, is he really talking to me? I'm talking to every, if you're listening to this, yes, I'm talking to you too. Because the fact is, each of us have people in our sphere of influence who don't read the Word of God. Some read it almost none at all. And they're missing out on so much because remember, as we said, stated already, God's Word is a book of grace. It's a book of power. It's a book of encouragement. It's a book of blessing. And as we help and encourage others to get into the Word of God, there's so many things the Holy Spirit will begin to do to work on their lives, to point them. You know, it's interesting how many people, for example, who were atheists, who decided to read the Bible with the goal of getting information to dispute the Word of God and ended up getting saved. Why? Because once they started reading the Word of God, the Spirit of God started working on them. And without meaning to, they accidentally got saved because the Word of God got down in their heart. Encourage others, not just believers, but atheists, associates, co-workers. Encourage everybody you know to start reading the Word of God. God's Word will work on them too. We'll be right back.
The last time you've given him thanks about the thing that's driving you nuts.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about how to deal with the things that worry us.
Not for the problem itself, but give thanks for the God who you are inviting into that specific problem.
A look at how to stop living under the circumstances and start living above them. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy, with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American. I am an American.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
In any church, some people get more attention than others. But Dr. Tony Evans says that their importance is measured on a different scale. He'll explain why as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
If your muscles aren't working, you don't get the smile. If the ligaments aren't working, you don't get to open and close your hand. If the parts that you don't see aren't working, the parts that you do see are in trouble. Something that's on the inside takes you to the doctor, generally speaking, because the part that you don't see is critical. And that is why every member in the body must be viewed as valuable. Every member doesn't have the same level of responsibility, but every body matters. There are no big I's and little U's in the family of God. You should never look down on a person because they're behind the scenes, because it's the invisible parts that make the visible parts work. And that's why how you treat, the Bible says, the least of these. How you treat the folk that don't have the name, don't have the notoriety, don't have the money, can't buy the car, don't live in the nice neighborhood. How you treat the least of these, God says, you've done it unto me. Because there are no insignificant members. Yes, every member doesn't have the same status, notoriety, income, prestige, job, and all of that. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. But he makes the point in 1 Corinthians 12, every member of the body matters.
Learn more about life and the family of God with the help of Dr. Evans' series, The One Another's, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
There is a
The music of Martha Minuzzi, the song God is Here. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Today we're looking at the topic of turning people on to the powerful Word of God. And remember this, if you make it a habit of doing that, encouraging others to start getting into God's Word and putting God's Word to work in their life every day, again, you, amongst other things, you'll be obeying the Great Commission, helping to make disciples. Remember this, I like the definition Dr. Bruce Wilkinson gave of making disciples. He said, helping people move closer to God than before you found them. In other words, if you live in such a way where you make a habit of helping, pointing people to God, encouraging them in their walk with God wherever you go, you will be discipling people wherever you go. Again, helping people to move a little bit, at least a little bit closer to God than before you ran into them. We are wise to pray, Lord, use me in such a way that I do that with every single person I come in contact with. Again, keep in mind also too, when you're turning people on to God's Word and encouraging them to get into the habit of reading His Word daily and putting it to work in their lives, you're blessing them in so, so many ways. I want you to note, just for example, one more huge reason why it's important to encourage folks to get into God's Word. Remember this, suicide is at an all-time high and at epidemic proportions. Sadly, this suicide is so tragically high amongst teenagers, amongst children these days, adults in so many different walks of life. I remember recently seeing a billboard that said 22 men or women in the armed forces commit suicide every single day. That's a lot of tragic lives dying tragically at the hands of that monster called suicide. Well, God's Word is one of the greatest weapons that you can use to fight against that. And let me explain part of it why. Again, it's wise for parents to know this, and it's wise for individuals to know it for their own good. But also, for example, if you know someone who's considering suicide or has thought about it, encourage them to begin to read God's Word. Why is that important? Because remember this, whenever suicide happens, there are many times many sad and tragic factors that may have gone into it. But in reality, at least two things are always present. Now, again, there are many other factors that may contribute. But at least two things are going on basically every single time. Number one, too much darkness has accumulated in the life or the heart or the mind of that individual. And number two, that person has been deceived. Again, too much darkness and that person has been deceived. Did you know the precious Word of God addresses both of those problems? God's Word says in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God's Word is pure light, and it also chases away the causes of deception. Darkness is a tool that the Satan uses to deceive and mislead people. God's Word is pure light, so it helps address both of those problems, the problem of too much darkness and the problem of deception. So helping and encouraging an individual to start to get into God's Word can begin to push out those things that call or lead to the influence that suicide can carry out to encourage people to make that tragic decision of taking their own life. So parents, let's be sure to, that's one more reason why we need to help and encourage our kids to get into God's Word every day, because remember, whether we realize it or not, the world is trying to pump so much darkness into the minds and the hearts of our children, again, through television, through videos, through movies, through games, and through so many different weapons of mass distraction out there. The devil wants to fill them up with darkness. Remember, when you're helping your kids get into the Word of God, you're blessing your children in one of the greatest ways you can bless them. You're helping to instill the precious and powerful Word of God in their hearts and their minds. There's nothing our children need more than the precious Word of God. So parents, let's be wise enough, again, to turn off lots of these electronic things sometimes, make them put the game systems down and tell them, come read out loud for you. It will bless them. It will bless you. It will bless your whole home if you do that. So God's Word can help help come against the forces that cause suicide. It can come against forces that cause depression. It can come against forces that lead to deception. It can do so, so many good things for us. Let's, again, read and meditate on God's Word every day, and let's be wise enough to encourage others to do the same. In the book of Psalm, the very first psalm, talks about the blessings of being a student of God's Word. And, you know, there are probably many wonderful reasons as to why God blessed this to be the very first psalm. But keep in mind, it's a reminder and an encouragement for all of us to be faithful students of God's Word. Here we are with Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Once again, to every single listener, again, if you're not reading God's Word every day, today is a good day to start that very, very important habit. Again, you will bless yourself tremendously if you start that habit. Not only should you start it, though, but again, parents, let's help our kids to do the same thing. But don't stop there. Again, we want to encourage, make it a habit to regularly challenge and encourage coworkers on your job or neighbors that live in your neighborhood, people that you come in contact with on a regular basis. Just sometimes just pray and ask God to give you wisdom and grace to know how to encourage and challenge people in the most fruitful ways, to encourage them to consider starting that habit of reading three chapters a day in their Bible. And keep in mind, some people say, well, I read my Bible, I read a verse or two a day. Well, remember, that's better than nothing. But reading one or two verses is kind of like eating a spoonful of cornflakes in the morning and say, well, I've eaten for the day. Again, just like your body needs a certain amount of nourishment, so does your spirit. And so three chapters is a good basic spiritual meal. Now, keep in mind, if you want to do more, great, wonderful. You cannot take in too much of the Word of God. It only increases the blessing. Remember the analogy of reading the Word of God and feeding your spirit as being like feeding your physical body. That analogy, that comparison works up to a point. Now, keep in mind, when you eat a meal for your body, you maybe eat one meal and you feel satisfied. You eat a second meal and it might be okay, but you go to thirds and fourths and fifths. After a while, you're going to hurt yourself. Spiritually speaking, when it comes to the Word of God, no such thing. The Word of God is only going to bless you more and encourage you more. It's going to pour more grace and peace and power and strength into your mind, your heart. You need that. I need that. All of us need it. So remember, when you're reading the Word of God, it is pouring grace and peace and power and strength into your mind, your heart, and your life. You need that. Briefly and very quickly, I want to take a few moments to go over a list that we've shared before, but it bears repeating. 10 excellent reasons to read God's Word every day. Again, 10 excellent reasons to read God's Word every day. Let this encourage you. Let it encourage you to make it all the more reason why you're going to encourage your children and others to start reading the Bible every day, three chapters a day. Number one, first reason, it tells you genuinely how to be saved and how to grow up in your faith. Remember, God's Word can tell you how to both be saved and how to grow up in your faith. A second reason as to why we should read God's Word daily is because reading the Word of God daily enhances your intellect and your personality. It can actually help you to become smarter. How? God's Word has anointing on it, and God's anointing enhances what's inside of you. A third reason to read God's Word daily is because it helps you maintain your mental health. Dr. Paul Meyer, a Christian psychiatrist, said the number one thing you could do to maintain your mental health was read the Bible every single day. So if you don't read it for any other reason, but so that you won't go crazy, that's a good reason to read your Bible every single day. A fourth reason as to why you should read God's Word daily is because reading the Word daily sharpens your spiritual ear so that you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more and more clearly in your life. That's very important because we all need to have ears to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit who speaks to us every single day. A fifth reason to read God's Word daily is it ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. God's Word ministers to your mind, body, and spirit, helps you to be healthy in mind, healthy in body, and healthy in spirit. Reading God's Word daily actually can enhance the healing process in your body. So you're saying, you may ask, does that mean that reading the Bible can help me get over illness? Yes, it can. God's Word has grace in it that can bless your physical as well as spiritual body. A sixth reason is to read the Word daily is because it empowers your prayer life. Reading God's Word daily helps you to pray more effectively. And, of course, we're to pray according to the Word of God. A A seventh reason to read the Word daily and encourage others to do the same is because it increases God's anointing on every part of your life. An eighth reason is because it increases wisdom in every part of your life, and we all need as much wisdom as we can get a hold of. A ninth reason to read God's Word daily is because it pours grace, peace, and joy into your spirit, your mind, and your life. And finally, the tenth reason to read God's Word every day is because in direct statement or in principle, God's Word gives you guidance and or direction about every issue, every topic, every concern you will ever run into in life. So keep in mind, these are 10 great reasons as to why you should read God's Word daily. If you'd like to get a copy of those, I'd be glad to email them to you at jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. And let me say, recommend another tool to you as well. It's a great little book called God's Creative Power for Healing, written by Charles Capps. It's a great tool that helps you take the Word of God and put it to work in your life to help you with health issues you may be dealing with. Now, keep in mind, all it is it's a tool. It's a tool that teaches you to take the Word of God and begin to use it to allow the healing grace of God to work on your body and your life. That's just a wise thing to do. Remember this, God's Word has no bad side effects. So for years as a pastor, I've used this as a tool and encouraged others to use it as well. Again, the book is called God's Creative Power for Healing. And if you want information about how to get one, just, again, email us at jparker@afa.net. But it's another, it's a tool that helps you take the Word of God and put the healing power of God's Word to work in your life. You're wise to get and use it that way. Again, I want to encourage you to read His Word daily and make it your goal to encourage others to do the same. You will be a blessing wherever you go if you make it a habit to do that every single day. Thanks for listening. And as always, we appreciate you listening. We've been looking at the topic of turning people on to the powerful Word of God. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.